That's the prize? A free buffet?
Oh, well, no, actually, it's not a buffet. It's a special reception at 10 o'clock in the penthouse conference room.
Oh.
Where a spectacular once-in-a-lifetime opportunity awaits you.
What do you think?
I think it's some kind of scam.
Oh, good, a scam. We'll do it.
There's a jackpot out there that's available to anyone. It's a cool $1 million to anyone who can scientifically prove the paranormal. The money is waiting, it's in the bank, and it's put there by a former magician, actually. He's called the Amazing Randy, who wants to help protect you from being taken in by frauds. Now, what fraudulent claims are out there? With me to discuss this is Dr. Buckner, a part-time educational consultant who received his PhD in educational leadership from Georgia State University. He's the executive director of the Council for Secular Humanism, and he received the Award for Excellence in Teaching from the Georgia State University Foundation in past years. And I want to invite you to the show.
Thank you. I'm honored to be on your show. I would have to make a slight correction in what you just said.
Oh, okay.
It turns out that being executive director of the Council for Secular Humanism is very much a full-time job, and I haven't had time to do any consulting. That's in my past. But
okay.
Anyway,
well, you had a very interesting past.
Oh, I've had a checkered career, as they say. But anyway,
from teaching statistics to working in the criminal justice system, I mean, that's quite a range. Yeah. But you have a very strong science background.
Well, yeah.
So with that, tell me about this idea of the paranormal. Why do people love the paranormal, the psychics, the ESP? Why is it so popular?
It's hard to know for sure, and I think different people have different motivations and different things that drive them. But I really think the most important explanation of all of this, and I have to don't want to be rude to people, but I think most of it is pretty foolish. I think the basic driving force behind all of that is that people just, we human beings have evolved to want to have explanations for everything. And if we can't explain something, we cast about until we find something that comes as close as possible to what we think is an explanation, and then we get devoted to it. We just can't stand the idea that there's something we don't know or can't know.
So that would explain something that when my husband and I went to Santorini, it's way over in Europe, and they had a huge volcanic explosion, and people thought that it was the gods getting angry because they didn't understand what volcanoes were, so they were sacrificing children.
Right.
And they want an explanation, and the explanation that they happened on led to their death. They're killing their own children, murdering their own children.
Well, and irrationality have caused that sort of difficulty in many, many cases throughout human history. It's, of course, not just that we want answers. We also want to believe that we individually as a species also are important. And, of course, we are important to ourselves, and I want everyone to understand that secular humanists believe that human beings are important and their rights are important and they should take care of their relations with each other as well as themselves, that ethics matter, but that does not tell us anything about whether there's anything supernatural or anything beyond the life that we know about and that we can measure.
Okay, so help me understand, we are talking about why you people would be attracted to, let's just pick one of those, a psychic.
Mm-hmm. Well, one reason, probably the main reason that people are interested in psychics is they just can't let go of the fact that somebody they care about has died and they can't talk to them anymore. And if they can have a psyche tell them, I can talk to your beloved uncle and pass a message from him to you, and he says everything is okay in the next life and everything is going to be okay for you, that can be very comforting. I think it's false comfort. I think it can be quite dangerous when people believe that something like this is happening, and in fact it's not. Now, I would hasten to add, although I think some of the television psychics and the ones that have made the most money and are most successful are probably frauds and don't really believe any of this stuff themselves, but are just taking advantage. I don't question that there are people who really do believe they're communicating with the dead and who think they are able to pass on messages from the beyond. They get reinforced when they do what amount to cold readings. They have a conversation with somebody, and that person is saying, oh, yes, that's true about my so-and-so. And they say things that are hits, and people notice the hits. They don't notice the ones that are not hits.
Could you give me an example of that? Could you do a quick cold read on me?
Well, I'm not particularly good at it, but I could probably attempt to do something like that. I could say, well, I sense, Dr. Kinner, that you're very interested in education, and that your concerns in this life reflect things that have happened to some of your ancestors and people that you have known, and that they're probably somebody who's passed on who really wants you to encourage people to be rational. And that person's trying to send a message to you now to let you know you're doing the right thing.
Oh, I can't wait to get it.
Unfortunately, I just made it up.
Yeah, I know. The terms, there are two terms. One is a cold read. You say so much cold. That there's bound to be something true in it, and you slip in some flattery.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of that.
And
I really think that can be done unconsciously on both people's part. I think it's possible for somebody who honestly thinks they're communicating with some very illusory and difficult to pin down another world to believe that they're actually learning something and saying something important and that something is coming through them when it's not. It's really surprising when you think about it. If psychics really can do things, then why didn't they tell us where Chandra Levy's body was before she was?
Or 9/11.
Or why didn't they warn us about 9/11?
Why didn't they
warn us about 9/11?
Why didn't do that? Right.
Well, sure. And so, I know that it offends religious people to have religion lumped into the same sort of thing as paranormal, but for me, it's very much part and parcel of the same irrational.
Well, I think people love using their minds well, and they can sense when they're doing it just based on a feeling without evidence versus
sure.
Based on evidence. John Stossel did something very fascinating on a show that he gave, I think that's still available, called The Power of Belief. He went into a group of students, and he gave them all envelopes with their horoscopes. And people were reading it and saying, I love me. This is so much of me, or this is pretty close to capturing the essence of me. And then he told them all that they had the same horoscope and that it was a horoscope of a mass murderer.
I hadn't heard that variation. I know the Amazing Randy did a horoscope deal similar to that where everybody got the same one and didn't realize they had. It's been done before, but it works very well. People just assume that, by golly, this is so important. When I was a kid, somebody did handwriting analysis on our group of young folks. I was part of the church youth group. This person was telling me that I was sensitive and that this loop in my T showed that I was open and all kinds of things. Well, you know, I wanted to hear that. It was good stuff. And even the things he said, you have to be careful not to be so-and-so, in an indirect way, we're flattering. So it's hard to be a good critical thinker. It's difficult for all of us. All of us human beings have a tendency to hear what we want to hear or hear what we're afraid of instead of what makes sense.
When you know the value of critical thinking, it's not hard because you love being in touch with the facts, with the evidence, and
right.
Seeing your own mind work.
It's actually, it provides, and this is what a lot of people don't understand, if you use critical thinking and you stress rationality, you have a richer, fuller life.
You're
not
a wonderful
one
life.
Less...
And I want to thank you for joining me with this, Doc. This is Dr. Ed Buckner.
Thank you.
And if you want to learn how to think more clearly and enjoy your own life and set great goals, you can visit my website, drkenner.com. That's D-R-K-E-N-N-E-R. And I love being with you today on the Rational Basis of Happiness and look forward to talking with you again next week.
Your future hasn't been written yet. No one's has. Your future is whatever you make it. So make it a good one.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and Dr. Edwin Locke.
What do you do when your partner resists your efforts to resolve conflicts? And what do you do when your differences cannot be resolved? There are two types of resistance, reasonable and unreasonable. Reasonable resistance involves actively thinking about the issue and openly exploring differences. This includes looking at facts and identifying specific reasons behind your strongly held but differing opinions and feelings. Some reasonable resistance is natural. When partners are rational, initial opposition to certain points may indicate they are thinking about the topic and may not yet have processed it from each other's perspective.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.